5:20 p.m. for Flint Hills Legacies, brought to you by the Emporia Community Foundation. Our legacy can be like our mission or life purpose. However, when we pass, our legacy is a summary of who we are, how we'll be remembered, and perchance, what we leave to others for the future. What's your legacy? Hear some great stories of Flint Hills Legacies from the Emporia Community Foundation on KVOE Live and Local.
KVOE Live and Local 833. Reminder, too, received a phone call just a bit ago saying, you know, the light out at Industrial and 50 had some traffic backed up a long ways out there
this
morning.
Okay.
And also, a number of people out there were driving without their headlights on.
Really?
Yeah. Now, generally, you go, and if your wipers are on, you're supposed to have your headlights on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yep. Basically, that's how that works. Well, it shouldn't be too tough. You know, on a morning like this where it's basically still dark out there.
Right?
You know?
Seriously.
But a number of people still. Yeah, basically, folks, if your lights aren't on, people can't see you. You can see them,
mm-hmm.
but they cannot see you. So make sure the lights are on. Out there this morning, please, just a friendly reminder.
That would help.
It is 8:34.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Emporia High freshman Evan Bennett. He's got a pretty interesting process and a pretty interesting community event coming on the schedule in early October.
Evan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
And thanks for adjusting your schedule just a little bit. We were hoping to have Evan on about 10 minutes ago, but obviously we've been running a little late on newscast with a lot of updates here today. So, Evan, what is coming up here October 1st? What do you got planned for the community?
Well, today on October 1st, I'm having a colored run carnival for my Black Belt project. And it's going to be a 5K. You're supposed to wear a white T-shirt. And hope to get splashed by a bunch of colors.
All right, and where will all this be happening, Evan?
DLV Park.
Okay.
Okay.
You mentioned October 1st. When do things start?
Setup should start at around 11, and I think it should all be in motion by 11:30, maybe 12.
Okay.
What's the purpose behind this, Evan, and kind of what got you at least thinking about this specific format for a community activity?
It was all my mom's idea, really, since she's on the board for the Emporia Child Care. She gave me the idea since I was thinking of something to do for my Black Belt project in Taekwondo, and I didn't want to do something small like clean up a park or something. I wanted to do something bigger, and so my mom was like, the child care is in need of some renovations for their playground. And so I was like, that's a great idea. And so I started setting it all up.
Well, yeah, it's big. And it's just about here, coming up at C of E Park on October the 1st, a family color run and carnival. So what's how's this color run work, Evan? What's the color aspect of this?
Well, it's going to be like a tie-dye race. You're going to wear, like, a white shirt, and you're going to run or walk a 5K or whatever. And then we're going to have, like, bottles of color, and we're going to spray people as they run past and get color on their shirts. And so that way it settles in, and then you should have, like, a cool, like, rainbow color shirt after the race is over.
Yeah, that does sound like a lot of fun. Do you need some volunteers to help make those color cannons start firing off and all full cylinders here coming up for the first?
Yeah, we need a lot more volunteers. We haven't gotten as many as I would have liked to have. Because we also want some people to help run the carnival as well.
Okay, well, let's talk about the carnival,
yeah,
though.
Let's do that.
What's going to be there available for folks to enjoy?
Oh, there's going to be, like, a bunch of games. We're going to have, like, a ticket booth, like, for tickets to play the games. And there's going to be, like, ping pong into, like, a fishbowl. And there's going to be pick-a-pop. There's going to be ring toss. There's going to be miniature pig races. There's going to be all sorts of fun games and activities just for everyone to enjoy.
How'd you wind up coming with all those different carnival games and the mini pig rides, or the mini pig races is kind of what drew my attention to that list?
They're not actual pigs, but...
Oh.
sorry.
That's all right.
I thought about it, but I thought that might be a little tough to get. They're like balloons on like skateboards, and you have like boards, and you can run them down, and you release the balloons, and they draw faces on them, and then the first one to the finish wins. Some of these ideas we got from online. Some of them I thought of from like the school carnival. Some of them were completely my own idea. And we tried to find all the materials from like our house, my grandma's house. We tried getting donations from like Walmart and other local businesses to help set up stuff or give us stuff to help set up.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a fun event. Color Fun, a fundraiser for the Emporia Child Care and their playground renovation. All proceeds will benefit that. Now, what does it cost to participate, let's say, in the 5K?
It will be about, I think it was $20 a person. It might be $15.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and message me back, if you don't mind, Evan, once you get that confirmed, because we'll go ahead and put that in a preview news story next week and let folks know about it. So, yeah, we can definitely go ahead and do that. How can people register, then, for the Color Fun fundraiser coming up? Is that going to be going online or just simply calling the school to do that, or how would that work?
It might go online. I'm hoping it will go online and people will be able to register through there.
Okay.
Some people might just have to show up and register there, like, while there. And we're just going to have people write down their name and, like, we're going to have, like, wristbands. We might do wristbands for the color run or the carnival. So, like, if you have a wristband, you can do, an unlimited amount of games or whatever. Or if you just want tickets, kind of like the actual carnival. And like, if you do buy something for like an extra $5, you can get like 20 tickets to the carnival and run in the color run.
All right. So raising funds, yeah, for Emporia Child Care. And, quickly before we leave here, Evan, what did you have an anonymous donor step up?
Yes, we did. We had an anonymous donor said that they would match any donations up to $5,000. So if we raise $5,000, we will raise $10,000.
Great stuff. Well, Evan, yeah, just go ahead and send us final details. We'll go ahead and post that and drive people here to the Color Fun event taking place October 1st.
Okay.
Evan, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Evan Bennett, Emporia High School freshman, a fundraiser for Emporia Child Care. It's called Color Fun, October 1st. And on the flyer here it says 1 to 4 p.m. at the C of E Park here in Emporia. It's 8:41. Good morning.
The United Auto Workers strike at a boiling point.
When I say union, you say strong. Union!
Strong!
Union!
Strong!
This hour, UAW Union President Sean Fain expected to address the rank and file and announce more plants across the country will see workers walk off the job because talks with the automakers haven't been fruitful. The workers want better pay, more benefits for new hires, and a four-day work week. The automakers say as they build more electric cars, they're financially strapped.